good morning. Our scripture today will come from Psalm chapter 119. If you want to turn there, I'm not going to read that now. I'm going to have a time throughout the message where we'll come back and look at that. But if you want to, it'll make it easier for you to follow along if you choose to in your Bible. Psalm 119, and when we get there, we'll beginning with verse 1. Lord, I thank you again for an opportunity just to be here and this exciting day. And Lord, I know we've talked a lot and recognized and have our graduates up here, but Lord, there's been a lot going on with everybody else in this room too. A lot of them related to the graduates, and you know that. And they've just been a part of so much that's been happening. But Lord, there's also been other things happening this week that are a pretty big deal that may have nothing to do with the graduation. Help us to see and recognize and know that you are here and a part of what is happening, a part of what is going on, and you desire to show us and lead us. But we too come here to celebrate who you are and recognize how you have presence and how you move in the midst of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this is Graduate Sunday. And I want to talk some about what it means, particularly for the graduates, to be blessed by God. And starting off, this isn't a great way to start, but it's honest. This world is a pretty messed up place. There's hunger, there's poverty, there's violence, there's dishonesty, there's abuse, and there's more. We could just keep that list going on. And also, at times, we can look at this world, and it seems that if there is an understanding of any morality, the moral compass just seems to be almost broken. It seems like the driving forces a lot of times are physical temptation of whatever feels good, whatever it takes to get power, or whatever we do to please someone else. But I want to tell you, and particularly graduates, God is in control. God offers guidance and direction. God invites every one of us to come to Him as the God of new beginnings. God is a God of new beginnings. And just because we look at a world that seems to be broken in many ways, it doesn't mean God isn't in the midst. The reason it's broken is because God gives us free will and the choices that we make. But you know what? In the midst of that, as frustrating as that may be to God, He never, ever leaves us. In fact, that scripture that I read for Riley, I'm going to read again, and I want you to hear it. In the midst of what I just talked about, God says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Graduates, God knew you and loved you so much and wanted the absolute best for you that He made a way for that to happen and gave it as a gift to you over 2,000 years before you were born. "For God so loved Emily, Elizabeth, Anna, Hunter, Noah, Marissa, Alana, Cody, Ledger, Christian, and Jerry. He loved them so much that He gave His only Son that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." That was the gift God gave to you through Jesus Christ. God is a God of new beginnings. Your new beginning and first blessing came in the form of Jesus Christ. But you know what? God was also with you in the beginning. I want you to tell me, there are four graduates here. This is the only time I'm going to ask you to say something today. We'll start with Katie. Katie, when is your birthday? All right, May 13th, what year? All right, May 13th, 2007. Emily, when is your birthday? January 27th, 2003. Where is Marissa? Marissa, when is your birthday? July 25th, 2007. Noah McCormick, when is your birthday? 2007, February 15th. All right, that wasn't just to make you guys feel old. But I want you to realize those are special days. Those are very special days. That's known as a birthday. That's known as a beginning. But graduates, you need to know God has been with you since this day and even before. Psalm chapter 139, verse 13 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." Most of you know there's a special bond between mothers and their children, and we just celebrated that God-given reality last week with Mother's Day. The bond is so special in part because of the connection between a mother and a child before the child is physically born. The child is a part of them. They are literally connected to each other. But consider this, while the mother is caring, providing a safe and comforting place for the child, God himself is creating this new being, and God is creating that new life with its own unique body, personality, potential, and promise. You graduates, God was a part of doing that even before you were born. That's how connected God is to you. Your life was a new beginning directly from God, a blessing to you and all who have come to know you. But that's not it. God has also been with you on the journey. Graduates, God has been with you every step of this journey we call life. There were times you knew this, but there were also times, maybe even seasons, when you just didn't even recognize God was with you then. I want us to look at the first 8 verses of today's passage, Psalm 119. This is what it says. Psalm 119, beginning with verse 1. "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees, but do not utterly forsake me." Your journey has been filled with challenges, struggles, maybe even heartbreak. But all along the way, you've also been blessed. You have been blessed by family, by friends, by opportunity, by teachers and learning. Yes, it's a graduation celebration. School, even though at times it may not have been something you look forward to getting up and going to in the morning, or a class at whatever the earliest one you had, Emily. But even there, as you look back, I believe you will see blessings. Even through the challenges and the struggles and heartbreak, God is blessing us. In this world, we are all given choice. Our own free will, but God loves us so much, he is constantly showing himself. He's constantly nudging us. He's constantly providing a light to direct our path, a path which quite often leads to new beginnings. As we pause for a moment, can you look back? Can you see, maybe even for the first time, where God was walking alongside of you through your challenges, through your choices, through your experiences, and yes, even in your celebrations? God has been gifting you with new beginnings all throughout your life and blessing you over and over. Will you take time to thank God for those blessings today? And here's a little extra something I want to throw in. Maybe a little bit more for Noah. Thank you notes are very important. Not only for the person you are thanking, because many of you, if not all of you here, will be receiving something for graduation, but those thank you notes are a reminder to you of the sacrifice and connection between you and the person giving the gift. Reciprocating that gift of friendship, which helps it to grow and be less likely to be taken for granted. You see, I heard somebody say one time, in fact, I've even been one to say it, I've told people because I still remember the time when for our wedding, when we received lots of gifts and we were writing thank you notes, and I think I wrote thank you notes for 3 years, it felt like. And at the moment, it was difficult, it was challenging. I was afraid I was going to forget some. It was a little bit stressful. And so there was a time when I would give somebody something and I would say, you know what, don't even worry about writing me a thank you note. I know you're thankful, don't even worry about it. I don't do that anymore. Because I realize when someone writes a thank you note, it's not just thanking them for an act of something that's already done. It's a part of a continuation of a relationship, an acknowledgement of something that's been meaningful between two people. On some degree, big or small, maybe even a sacrifice that person is making. And not just a sacrifice of whatever the gift is, but of the time that's been given, of the thought, of the place that you have in that person's life. And so an opportunity to respond and thank them for that continues that relationship and helps it go to another level. And people, just as that makes a difference with each other, it makes a difference when we thank God. God knows what's in our heart. God knows if we're thankful or not. But when we take time to thank God, it reminds us of that relationship and it enables it to grow. People, thank yous are important, whether it's for a graduation gift or whether it's to the God of the universe for the blessings that He has given you. Take time today, graduates, to thank God for your new beginnings and the blessings that have come with them. But you know what? We talked about the blessings of celebration. I want you to know today that God wants to celebrate with you. Now, there are so many people who are so proud of you, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, your aunts, uncles, a list of family members, your friends, your teachers, your professors, us, your church family, and we are excited about celebrating with you, celebrating your hard work, your accomplishments, and even the seemingly mundane life experiences that when they come together resulted in you being the amazing person you are. The person God created you to be. But you should know, God, the God of the universe, also wants to celebrate with you. It says in Scripture in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, we read this, "The Lord your God is with you as a hero who will save you. He takes great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing." The God of the universe celebrates who you are. And when things like this, when these times come in your life, God has been a part of it. God has been a part of what's going on in your life. God is excited about the decisions you've made. God is excited about what's yet to come. God celebrates with you and over you. God, the God who gave His Son for you, who knit you together in your mother's womb, who provided blessing after blessing in your life, who presented you with opportunities for new beginnings around every corner, the God of the universe wants to celebrate with you today. Take a moment and let that soak in. The God of the universe. And I don't mean it's just some imagining that, yeah, God cares about me type of thing. Imagine that some famous person that you really look up to showed up at your graduation party. And it would be, wow, this person took time to really focus on me, and I don't know what else they may have been doing, but you know the God of the universe is doing that for you right now? That's pretty awesome that He's also got the ability to be with every other graduate at the same time, but that doesn't lessen any more the relationship and the love that God has for you and the excitement He has for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do. God is on your side. And God will continue His good work in you. We will close with verses 9 through 16 of Psalm 119 as we consider new beginnings yet to come. Hear the scripture. Verse 9 of Psalm 119. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your heart in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in the following of your statutes, as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Paul's words of encouragement to the people of Philippi are going to be words that I will share with you in a moment. But I want to go back and look at this scripture for a minute, just briefly. In verse 9, it said, how can a young person stay on the path of purity? How do we get it right? How do we make the right decisions? Psalm 119 is talking about the blessings, and when we do what God desires us to, we're blessed over and over again. You know what? You're not going to get it right all the time. And that's okay. Because God's already made a way for forgiveness. And as long as you know that, and as long as you seek Him, God is going to continue to bless you. And you know sometimes, and you know this because you've been doing life long enough, some of the biggest blessings, some of the biggest lessons you've learned have come through what appeared initially to be failures. And you know what? God can seem so much more real in those moments, because we don't have the ability to stand on our own, and we have to lean on Him. Know that God is there. And so I want to, and this may be something that you want to consider as we look at what Paul said to the Philippians. He said, being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. We pray God's blessing over you as you continue to experience a lifetime of new beginnings. I'm going to ask our graduates, you don't have to move from where you are, but I'm going to ask each of the graduates just to stand up where you are right now. I'm going to ask that you all look around and notice these graduates. And in different ways, each one of them have been connected to this body of Christ, to the body of Christ, but specifically in some way, in some time, in some reason, to the body of Christ. And you have had opportunity to invest into their lives, and God has used that. And so in some way, there's a sense in which God has used us together. But you know, it doesn't end. And I want to challenge the four graduates, as you go wherever you may go, and I think that many of you may be going to another place, I challenge you to seek out a body of believers. And it may be another church. But I tell you, you're not going to find another church like this one. That's not good. That's not bad. You're just not going to find another one like it, because there's no two that exist the same. But the body of Christ offers support in a way that makes a difference in your life. And there are lots of other ways to seek out the body of Christ too, other than just in a church building. I encourage you to do that. And church, I invite you to remember to pray when we don't see these maybe as regularly as we have, they're still here. They're still in our presence in a different type of way. And so I encourage you to continue to support them, to pray them, pray for them, to write them, whatever it may be. This isn't an ending. It is a new beginning. And God calls us to be a part of blessing that. You may be seated. Our praise team can come forward. And we are thankful for the new beginnings that our graduates have. But people, God moves in all of our lives, and it's just so much more real to be able to see it and recognize it. It's plain right before our face with our graduates right now. But I tell you, there is not a person here, there's not a person watching on Facebook who God is not moving in your life right now as well. And God desires. And one of the things I talk about is that in life we have times that we don't necessarily know where we're going, and as we go around a corner, we don't know what we're going to see. But God is already there. And so often there's opportunities for new beginnings. You are going to experience, even though you may not be a graduate, you're going to experience opportunities for new beginnings. And God is a God of new beginnings. And God has already equipped you. God has already made you, even in your mother's womb. And He has a plan for you, and it is a good plan. And you know what? If you want to be the most encouraging, offer the best you can for these graduates, one of the absolute best ways to do that is to lead by example. And so consider, each and every one of us today, where is God leading you? He doesn't force it. If everybody was forced to do what God wanted to, the world wouldn't be in the mess it's in. But God allows us that choice, and we begin to be able to contribute to the world in a way that people see that light in the midst of the darkness. Would you stand with me?